石景山区2016至2017学年初三统一练习暨毕业考试听力材料。一、听对话，从下面各题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选择与对话内容相符的图片。每段对话你将听两遍。
1. Where do you want to go now?
Let's see the elephants first.
Where do you want to go now?
Let's see the elephants first.
2. What does your mother do, Kim?
She's a teacher.
What does your mother do, Kim?
She's a teacher.
3. What do you do on weekends, Jimmy?
Me? I often go fishing with my uncle.
What do you do on weekends, Jimmy?
Me? I often go fishing with my uncle.
4. How did you go to New York last week?
I went there by car.
How did you go to New York last week?
I went there by car.
5. Where does your brother work?
He works in a hospital.
Where does your brother work?
He works in a hospital.
2. 听对话或独白，根据对话或独白的内容，从下面各题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选择最佳选项。每段对话或独白你将听两遍。请听一段对话，完成第六至第七小题。
What's wrong with you, Mike? You don't look well.
No, I don't, Doctor. I hurt my leg.
What happened?
I fell on the ground while I was playing basketball.
Okay. Let me have a look.
Do I need to take some medicine or have an operation?
No, you don't. It's not that bad. But you do need to stay in bed for a few days.
Thank you, Doctor.
What's wrong with you, Mike? You don't look well.
No, I don't, Doctor. I hurt my leg.
What happened?
I fell on the ground while I was playing basketball.
Okay, let me have a look.
Do I need to take some medicine or have an operation?
No, you don't. It's not that bad, but you do need to stay in bed for a few days.
Thank you, Doctor.
请听一段对话，完成第八至第九小题。
Hi, Sally. I didn't see you at Lucy's birthday party.
Oh, I stayed at home. I had to look after my little brother.
Sounds like you had a busy weekend.
Well, it wasn't too bad. On Sunday, I went to the library and read some books. How about you? What did you do?
Well,I went to Lucy's party on Saturday. On Sunday afternoon, I went to a movie. And on Sunday evening, I visited my friend David.
Wow, you had fun.
Yeah, but I didn't do my homework. So school this morning wasn't fun. Hi, Sally. I didn't see you at Lucy's birthday party.
Oh, I stayed at home. I had to look after my little brother.
Sounds like you had a busy weekend.
Well, it wasn't too bad. On Sunday, I went to the library and read some books. How about you? What did you do?
Well, I went to Lucy's party on Saturday. On Sunday afternoon, I went to a movie. And on Sunday evening, I visited my friend David.
Wow, you had fun.
Yeah, but I didn't do my homework. So school this morning wasn't fun.
Life
must have been difficult for you in the past, Mr. Lee.
Oh, not really. Why do you say that?
Well, you didn't have many modern inventions. For example, you didn't have a telephone, right?
Of course we did. How old do you think I am? The telephone was invented in 1876.
How about cars? I bet cars weren't invented yet.
Sure they were. Cars were invented in 1885. My family had a car. I think you need to take a history class, Alice.
Well, did you have a television?
No, we didn't. The TV was invented in 1927, I think. But in those days, TVs were really expensive, and we couldn't afford one.
And I bet you didn't have computers. That's something I do know.
You're right. I didn't have those things in my early life, but now I do.
Life must have been difficult for you in the past, Mr. Lee.
Oh, not really. Why do you say that?
Well, you didn't have many modern inventions. For example, you didn't have a telephone, right?
Of course we did. How old do you think I am? The telephone was invented in 1876.
How about cars? I bet cars weren't invented yet.
Sure they were. Cars were invented in 1885. My family had a car. I think you need to take a history class, Alice.
Well, did you have a television?
No, we didn't. The TV was invented in 1927, I think. But in those days, TVs were really expensive, and we couldn't afford one.
And I bet you didn't have computers. That's something I do know.
You're right. I didn't have those things in my early life, but now I do.
You look worried, Paul.
I am, Lily. I am having problems learning English.
You said you like English. What are the problems?
First, I always forget the new words.
Well, you can always write the new words in your notebook and study them at home. You can even study in the train on the way to school.
That might really help. Thanks.
Can you understand when people talk to you in English?
Yes, but sometimes I don't know how to express myself. That's my second problem.
Why don't you join the English Club to practice speaking English? It is open every Thursday.
Sounds good. Maybe I'll go. The last problem that I have is that I don't get much writing practice.
Maybe you should find a pen friend.
That sounds like a fun way to practice writing. Thanks, Lily.
You look worried, Paul.
I am, Lily. I am having problems learning English.
You said you like English. What are the problems?
First, I always forget the new words.
Well, you can always write the new words in your notebook and study them at home. You can even study in the train on the way to school.
That might really help. Thanks.
Can you understand when people talk to you in English?
Yes, but sometimes I don't know how to express myself. That's my second problem.
Why don't you join the English Club to practice speaking English? It is open every Thursday.
Sounds good. Maybe I'll go. The last problem that I have is that I don't get much writing practice.
Maybe you should find a pen friend.
That sounds like a fun way to practice writing. Thanks, Lily.
Rich or poor, young or old, we all have problems. But how do we deal with our problems? There are many ways. First, we can deal with them by learning to forget. Most of us have probably been angry with our friends, parents, or teachers.Sometimes people can stay angry for years about a small problem. Time goes by and good friendships may be lost. What shall we do? Maybe we have seen young children playing together. Sometimes they have disagreements and decide not to talk to each other. But this usually does not last for long. This is an important lesson for us.We can solve a problem by learning to forget. Second, we can consider problems as challenges. Many students often complain about school. They might feel they have too much homework to do sometimes, or think the rules are too strict. We must learn how to change these problems into challenges. As young adults, it is our duty to try our best.To deal with each challenge in our education with the help of our teachers. Last but not least, we can solve our problems by thinking of something worse, especially when we are not confident enough. By comparing yourself to other people, such as the ones who can't talk or walk, but have still become famous and successful, you will find your problems are not so terrible.Rich or poor, young or old, we all have problems. But how do we deal with our problems? There are many ways. First, we can deal with them by learning to forget. Most of us have probably been angry with our friends, parents, or teachers. Sometimes people can stay angry for years about a small problem. Time goes by.And good friendships may be lost. What shall we do? Maybe we have seen young children playing together. Sometimes they have disagreements and decide not to talk to each other. But this usually does not last for long. This is an important lesson for us. We can solve a problem by learning to forget. Second, we can consider problems as challenges.Many students often complain about school. They might feel they have too much homework to do sometimes, or think the rules are too strict. We must learn how to change these problems into challenges. As young adults, it is our duty to try our best to deal with each challenge in our education with the help of our teachers. Last but not least,We can solve our problems by thinking of something worse, especially when we are not confident enough. By comparing yourself to other people, such as the ones who can't talk or walk, but have still become famous and successful, you will find your problems are not so terrible.
三，听对话，记录关键信息。本段对话你将听两遍，请根据所听到的对话内容和提示词语，将所缺的关键信息填写在答题卡的相应位置上。
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you, Bob. I'm glad to be here.
Where are you going this time, Jane?
I am going to Switzerland.
Who are you going with?
I am going with my sister.
When and how will you go there?
I will go there on the 2nd of August by air.
I heard summer is a good time to visit Switzerland.
Yes, it is. Switzerland is a little bit hot in summer, but the mountains and lakes are beautiful, and I can go hiking.
That sounds fun, and I guess you can go boating on the lakes too.
Yes, we will. My sister loves doing that.
What do you like to eat in Switzerland?
Chocolate, of course.
And what else do you want to do there?
We want to visit the excellent museums. We will visit the Watch and Clock Museum in Zurich.
Sounds like a good plan. Have a great trip.
Thanks.
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you, Bob. I'm glad to be here.
Where are you going this time, Jane?
I am going to Switzerland.
Who are you going with?
I am going with my sister.
When and how will you go there?
I will go there on the 2nd of August by air.
I heard summer is a good time to visit Switzerland.
Yes, it is. Switzerland is a little bit hot in summer, but the mountains and lakes are beautiful, and I can go hiking.
That sounds fun, and I guess you can go boating on the lakes too.
Yes, we will. My sister loves doing that.
What do you like to eat in Switzerland?
Chocolate, of course.
And what else do you want to do there?
We want to visit the excellent museums. We will visit the Watch and Clock Museum in Zurich.
Sounds like a good plan. Have a great trip.
Thanks.
听力测试到此结束，请同学们继续完成其他试题。